KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Human Rights Commission says both the Departments of Trade and Industry and Social Development have neglected to prioritize legislative measures aimed at curbing alcohol abuse. The Commission's released its investigative report into the Inhumane Tavern tragedy that claimed the lives of 21 school children during a Pensdown party in East London. Among other things, the Commission has found that the Health Department failed to provide clear reports on the causes of the deaths, causing confusion and distress among families in 2022. The HRC's Nomuhlubi Kwinana.
The bills such as the Liquor Amendment Bill of 2016 and the Control Marketing of Alcoholic Beverages Bill of 2013 have seen little to no progress in legislative process.
Msunduzi says it remains committed to flushing out crime within the municipality. The city says two officials have been implicated in a fraud and money laundering case involving a former employee. Andile Mkhize, who faces 50 charges, returned to the Pietermaritzburg Regional Court this week. He allegedly committed payroll fraud to the tune of more than 900,000 rand between 2018 and 2019. The municipalities in Thoba Mkhize says two others have been fingered in the probe.
One appeared in court and his case is still pending. The municipality welcomes the arrest as the municipality has adopted a zero-tolerance approach towards lawlessness.
Eskom has burned through a cumulative 65 billion rand worth of diesel over the past five financial years to fire its open-cycle gas turbine plants. These, according to government, are used during mornings and evening peak times to help keep the lights on. The information on the amount spent on diesel was contained in a written reply by the Minister of Public Enterprises, Praveen Gordhan, to parliamentary questions from the DA. MP Mimi Gondwe says it appears the country spent a billion rand a month on diesel over the past 5 years.
With this latest revelation, Minister Ramaphosa's claim that Eskom has turned a corner is completely false because burning diesel can never be a permanent solution to the load shedding crisis. OCGTs, which form part of Eskom's ailing power plants, are only meant to be used during peak periods or when the system is constrained.
And scientists say they've found a possible link between vitamin D and an improved immunity to cancer. A study in mice has found it encourages the growth of a gut bacteria, which provides better defenses against the disease. Researchers say this could be an important step in treatment, but more work is needed to establish if there are benefits for humans. The study was carried out by researchers from the US, UK and Denmark. Back home, a high of 25 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay today. Maritzburg 22. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Sharks are in action tonight in the URC. The Dolphins through to the final to face the Lions, and Man City up to second with the game in hand in the Premier League.